Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Japan with comments by Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired colonel and intelligence author of When China Attacks. The Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is stepping down from his leadership role in the majority party. There will be a new prime minister come October. At the same time, there are questions raised about the commitment Japan has made to defend Taiwan and the region from the predation of the People's Republic of China. Witness the example of the deliberate ramming of a Filipino Coast Guard craft, the attempt to intimidate Philippines to give up its exclusive economic zone in the South China Sea. We also discussed whether Japan is in it for the long haul or whether it was a political maneuver by the LDP, and they'll be replaced by a move to the other side accommodating China. Unknown. I'm going to talk to Grant again this weekend for his book, When China Attacks. And then to Cliff May about the withdrawal from Central Asia caused by the withdrawal from Afghanistan, giving us no access to protect those countries from the predations of the Muscovites and the people in Beijing. Beijing and Moscow now own Central Asia. The U.S. left. And our friends out there have no easy access to us. I saw an SEC team in Tashkent in 18 when I was there. I don't think they're going back. Tashkent has fallen under the necessary weight of China. Scholar report about Chinese unemployment. It's high, it's getting higher, and it's not the factory workers only. It's the high end as well. I told an anecdote about well-to-do people once upon a time calling up their old employer looking for work because they're having to pay $1,000 a month or more to get a job, to keep it. And then Econ 102, John Cochran, the economist at the Hoover Institution, has a fun look at the word price gouging. Turns out price gouging is a way of controlling scarce resources in an emergency so that only the people who need it are going to pay for it, and it discourages even-hands hoarding, price gouging. It's much in the news for remarks by a presidential candidate, but it does have weight elsewhere. And then conversations about the threat to Israel with John Hanna, about the threat of anti-Semitism with Mika Hackner, about the threat in Syria to Andrew Tabler, and about the very careful urban warfare that Israel's conducted in Gaza, quite different from the urban warfare fought in the Second War, the Korean War, the Vietnam War. Very different. Successful, says John Spencer, who lectures at West Point. Marius Anastasio O'Grady joins to talk about AMLO in his final months as president, looking to remove the obstacle of the courts from his ambition to turn Marina into a dominating party such as PRI for 70 years. And then the revelation from Michael Bernstam, supported by news, that all the Chinese banks are fearful of Russian business because of secondary sanctions. So Russia cannot pay China, China cannot be paid, and it's not in for charity to transfer dual-use goods to Moscow. Russia keeps looking for a way. Barter doesn't work. Well, it worked for a while. Bitcoin doesn't work because crypto is not accepted in China. They'll keep working because China wants to be paid, although China has a lot of other markets. Russia's a big one. And then Bud Weinstein joins to talk about baseload power, how there's not enough of it. That's the stuff driven by natural gas as compared to renewables. And the electricity grid needs to be protected in Texas from natural events such as hurricanes and ice storms. That means hardening the lines. That means burying them or turning the telephone poles into concrete so they can't be ripped apart by a wind. The Market, with Veronique de Régie of the Mercatus Center, asking to compare and contrast the two candidates in terms of industrial policy, no difference. Tariffs, no difference, assuming that Kamala Harris endorses and embraces and inherits the tariff restrictions Mr. Biden continued from Mr. Trump. Spending, both are big spenders. Industrial policy, both have industrial policy. Mr. Trump for steel, Ms. Harris for, well, we're presuming she's going to follow the CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act. By Mr. Obama, she was the second in command of that administration. Why should she reverse herself? But she might. Canada, Conrad Black joins to discuss the persecution of Jordan Peterson by bizarre translations of what it means to have free speech. Bizarre. It's not even worth going into the instances of how Jordan Peterson was targeted and picked upon by, I don't know, troublemakers. But the courts have gone along with it so far. Odd. Canada is odd. Conrad says, assures me there's freedom of speech in Canada. I believe it. But this episode, conversation about China selling war satellites to Iran with Rick Fisher on Hotel Mars. And then Rick Fisher instructs us as to China's plans to create a cislunar place, a space station that would guard the entrances and exits to the moon. Also have the high ground over Earth. China's not planning on sharing the moon, is my understanding. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.